The Ghana Broadcasting Corporation has described as false claims by the Ghana Integrity Initiative, GII, that GBC is biased towards the ruling NDC. The chairman of the Political Broadcast Committee of GBC, Ebenezer Mpabing, questions the credibility of the GII report, saying GBC during this election period has engaged all political parties on their activities in the run-up to the December 7 polls. In an interview with Radio Ghana, Mr. Mpabing insisted that the state broadcaster has and will continue to be fair with all political parties. He spoke to Rita Mpabing Tete.
Their name integrity is being brought into question here because we took pains as a state broadcaster, looked at Article 55 of the Constitution, 11 and 12, and crafted our policy for the coverage of this year's elections. We then made sure that political parties, the major stakeholders in this enterprise, were not left out. But from previous experiences, we realized that groups like these sat in the comfort of their homes or offices and wrote reports, which had far-reaching implications. So we invited civil society to be part of that meeting and made available to them this policy for the coverage of this year's elections. Many serious civil society organizations took copies home and to their offices to enrich their libraries. We challenged the political parties and all to measure us against these things that we're asking them, the Constitution demands of us. So we went ahead, we proceeded to then live by the Constitution, giving them fair and equal coverage. I remember raising this issue and Madam Ikuedonko saying that she was happy that GBC does not even distinguish between big and small parties.
But now the report is out. Did the Ghana Integrity Initiative, did they in any way contact you before putting out this report?
They know the address to GBC. They didn't make any attempt. They should show us which authority in GBC they contacted. That is what brings into question even their name integrity. There's no integrity in that report because you don't do a report about somebody without contacting. Basic journalism requires that you get to the other side of the story. They are not interested. They are only interested in what their paymasters want to hear. I am not happy about what they have done because this is going to become a reference material for future researchers. And such dirty games must be stopped in their tracks. What Ghana Integrity Initiative has done is dirty. If they really want to know the truth and they come here, they would know that GBC has the mandate to do commercial activity. And that commercial activity is in no way restricted to only companies. It also includes political parties.
Ms. Mpabing explains how the public can differentiate between a paid-for item from unpaid ones.
Parties are paying, and we don't control how much parties spend on their campaign strategies. So if you see some parties buying more airtime, and you sit in the comfort of your home, and you think that it is GBC that has allocated more, then you have a problem. You are an armchair researcher, and that must not be entertained in this country.
So, Mr. Mpabing, are you going to invite the Ghana Integrity Initiative to clear these issues out with
Why them? Must we invite them? They did not see the need to contact us.
Apart from the commercial aspects of programming and all, do you monitor news items and other, current affairs programs? Do you monitor to see that whether or not they are giving fair coverage to all political parties?
That's one of the functions of the Political Broadcast Committee. And we do not relegate that to the background. If anything at all, we expect the Ghana Integrity Initiative to provide the evidence. But look at what they have said. They say we have given that the NDC has been allowed much airtime. What is the meaning of much airtime? While other political parties have been given little or no opportunity. What a shame, because it cannot be true. We drew up a schedule and gave to all the political parties. And those parties that have not been able to honor it, it is up to them. We gave them the same slots, and some parties called and said, oh, we don't have somebody in Nzema. We don't have somebody in Hausa. How is that the fault of GBC? That is why the Ghana Integrity Initiative needed to go beyond what they were seeing on the screen and hearing on radio to come to us and find out why.
But then, a little education. How can the public know that this particular item is paid for, a commercial one, and the others are not paid for, so that they can also do their own evaluation?
What we have offered the public are programs, and party adverts are paid for,
and the adverts are clear. When there's an advertisement, it is paid for. When it's a documentary, it is paid for. If it's a rally they are organizing, if they do not pay for, we cover it for news and it ends there. Okay. If they want live coverage, they pay for.
Ebenezer Mpaving is the chairman of GBC's Political Broadcast Committee.